Welcome to day 13 of our 21-day healing journey. Today, we're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith, and our focus in the love, grace, and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. It says, "I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord." What's interesting about this is God is not only interested in your physical health, but He's interested in healing your wounds. Your wounds may even be emotional. Your wounds may even be psychological. Today you might just feel trapped by a negative experience, by a tormenting happening, a situation. Even if you're sick today, or even if you're experiencing a brokenness or an inner wound, God wants you to know He wants to restore you back to health and back to wholeness. Right now in the earth, so many people are functioning from dysfunction, broken, hurting, in deep pain, helpless and hopeless. But God wants us to know it is not only His desire to keep us alive, but that we would function in perfect shalom. Shalom, that word, is nothing missing, nothing broken. Father, we thank You that we receive Your healing, we receive Your love. Today, work in us, work in our bodies, work in our hearts, work in our minds, a healing, a wholeness, because You love us, because You desire to do so. And Father, we receive that we can function from strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.